Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and so many NBA storylines to watch in the final stretch of the regular season. It is time to pull back the curtain and once again catch up with Yahoo Sports NBA writer Mark Spears, who is joining us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening.
Hey, it's nice to be huddled up and visiting with you again. Of course, April 15th, a final date of the NBA regular season. And the first team I want to shine the spotlight on is my Dallas Mavericks. And good news for the Mav fans. It appears, I would say, that the team is heading in the right direction. They've meshed with their new additions with Rondo and Parsons, and they've won three in a row. What's your trust level in terms of with this team and what they might be able to accomplish?
Well, you know, I recently had a Q&A with Rondo, and one thing he stressed is it takes time to get on the same page, and he was still trying to figure it out. And, you know, when you're a point guard with a really demanding coach, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. So I think now they're starting to gel. They're starting to be in, you know, getting used to what Rondo does. And, you know, there's been some injuries, too, where Parsons has been hurt, which, you know, probably kept not only Rondo from getting to know him as a player, but he's a huge piece of what they do. So now, of late, you know, Dallas has been playing better basketball, winning three in a row. And it's interesting that the way things look right now, I mean, Dallas could be as high as the third seed
right,
or as, like, low as the seventh seed. And that's just how tight things are and how competitive they are in the Western Conference right now.
You know, Mark, you referenced that compelling article that you had, that feature on Rajon Rondo, and it talked about, you know, his potentially, I mean, would he be re-signing with the Mavericks? You know, so much wonder and about that in terms of after Coach Carlisle voiced his displeasure. It really seems like instead of the team peeling apart, it really has galvanized this team and brought them together and taken it to another level.
Yeah, I mean, look, the rest of the Western Conference is not going to wait for him. And there have been some rumors about, do these guys like Rondo? Do they get along with him? Like I said, I just think that they have to adapt to his game and what he does, and he has to adapt to them. So they're a team that I know will make the playoffs, but they'll be better as the season continues, you know? Because with each practice, with each game, there's going to be more familiarity. And I could see them being, I don't know that they're a title contender, but certainly a dangerous team to play heading into the tournament.
Well, I don't want to get too off track, but is it too early to predict in terms of what Rondo's future is in Dallas?
Well, I mean, he wants to be there. I don't think you make that trade if you're Dallas, if you don't want to keep him. Obviously, it's about getting the right number, and I think a lot of it will be predicated on the success or lack thereof in the playoffs, how things come off then. So if things are positive, I'm sure Cuban will figure out the right number to keep him. And keep in mind, I mean, there's not a lot of Rondos out there for teams to get, so I'd rather figure it out with an all-star caliber point guard under the right price than, you know, draft some kid who's not ready or try to look for something. I mean, like, I guess Dragic's going to be available, but I would be shocked if he didn't re-sign with Miami. So it's basically what I'm saying is there's not a lot of options out there on the point guard market, and Rondo probably is the best option Dallas will have.
Yahoo Sports NBA writer Mark Spears is joining us tonight on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. And obviously one of the bright spots has been the play, the production of Chandler Parsons. I mean, Mark, he missed seven games due to that sprained ankle, the bruised bone. But he has really provided a tremendous spark offensively. What's been your impressions? I mean, he had 22 points against the Clippers and 31 against OKC.
You know, he's that versatile player that, you know, he gets on the out on the break like, I guess, Dirk can't anymore, really. he runs that lane, and I think he gets a lot of easy baskets from from being a speedster running up to court. He's very athletic, which is something that Dallas needed more of. Can catch alley-oops, can catch the ball off the rim, he can dunk on people, can shoot threes. He's a really versatile player that is not limited in what he can do. He can pretty much do everything except, you know, run point guard. I think he's still growing as a player, still growing in confidence, but I believe he was a smart move by Dallas to get, you know, start getting some younger guys that, you know, could take the torch from Dirk and get him into that next era, which at some point is going to come. And he's an interesting, good dresser, man. I like his outfits.
He's those skinny jeans?
He's the only player I know that has a dress shoe deal. He actually has a dress shoe deal. And his shoes are nice. They're not cheap. But it was funny. Last time they were here, one of the other riders was trying to, like, say something about what Chandler was wearing, which I thought was, like, brilliant from a fashion standpoint. And the rider had this wrinkled dress shirt on. I'm like, who are you to say anything about anybody? But Chandler's sharp. I like Chandler's fashion sense, and I like his game.
So you like his perhaps his wardrobe consultant. You're on the same page.
Yeah, no, we feel the same things. I had a what color suit I have on at the Warriors game. I had a gray suit and pink shirt with a pink rose.
Craig Seger inspired you, right?
Yeah, and with Neapolitan. Socks, you know. If somebody said you make it come together, and I appreciated that comment.
Hey, Yahoo Sports NBA writer Mark Spears is joining us tonight right here at YSR. And as we talk about Chandler Parsons, I mean, you have to point out when you're on the sideline and you're missing games for seven of them, it really gives you an opportunity to evaluate your own game and finding ways to improve, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Aminu's okay, but he's not Chandler. He's on the team now, right? I think anything that Dallas does, I mean, obviously they go through Dirk and they go through Monte, but if they're going to have success, Chandler Parsons has to do well.
Okay, well, let me tell you who I love and I think was a huge acquisition is the addition of Amari Stoudemire. I mean, the big boy, he likes to bang inside. He's not afraid of contact, and they're going to need that in order to make a deep run in the playoffs. I love the play of Amari.
Yeah, he gives them a physicality and some post game that they need. They really don't have a go-to guy in the post, but Amari could be that. And in the playoffs, keep in mind that there's not going to be back-to-backs anymore. That will help him. First round, he might get three days off in between games. So, you know, Amari knows, hey, I could go all out, use all my energy up, knowing that there's not a game tomorrow or even in most cases, the next day. So I expect him to do pretty well once the playoff comes and be a great addition for them. And kind of seems weird seeing him in their locker room. He also gives them a veteran presence, a guy that, I mean, he's not afraid to keep it 100, as the youngsters say, mm-hmm. You know, be up front about how he feels about the team, what's going right and what's going wrong. And so I think on the court and as a leader, he's somebody that definitely helps them out.
Yeah, Mark. I mean, he's not afraid to speak his mind. He certainly did after that embarrassing loss against the Cavs at home.
Well, he's used to embarrassing losses before he got there. So, you know, he's certainly an expert in that regard.
Yahoo Sports NBA writer Mark Spears is with us tonight on the Big E Sports Show. We've got to step aside for a commercial break, and we'll be rejoined as we continue with Hour 2.